Hello everybody, this is the translation of Christian Bouet's message for Sunday the 22nd of August. The Will of God, a Testimony. How to Know the Will of God. Today I resume the message of John Cherry of the 8th of August, 2 weeks ago, How to Know the Will of God, with the agreement of John. And I integrate elements of testimony which show how I was able to live these points in my Christian life. How to know the will of God. Firstly, abandon your personal desires. The first principle for knowing the will of God: abandon your personal desires, renounce your own ideas, and this is a daily work. Conversion. This, I think, is really essential. It is the very first thing that I realised in my life when I became a Christian, realising that God is Almighty and that it is Him that fixes the rules, not me. This is how it was for me. Around the age of 16 to 17, I knew two friends who were doing spiritualism. We spent long evenings discussing their practices. I was very intrigued and interested. Fortunately, it was never possible for me to attend one of their sessions. Thanks to God, no doubt. Little by little, these two friends began to see bizarre phenomena occurring in their lives. Unexplained noises, foul smells, bodily stains. As if they no longer really controlled the end of the sessions and that supernatural phenomena were overflowing beyond the sessions. The last doctor this friend saw in relation to body stains asked him, "Sir, does anyone want to harm you?" A doctor, very Cartesian then, who asks him that, believes in witchcraft. Then these two people met Christians who warned them about the dangers of spiritualism. They announced the gospel to them, and one of those two friends came to Christ. Overnight, this friend changed completely. He radiated the joy and peace of the Lord. We continued to spend long evenings together, but our topic of conversation had become quite different. Instead of talking about gloomy and disturbing things, we were talking about Jesus Christ, about the Bible. One autumn evening in 1982, I accepted Jesus into my heart. I realized that God was my almighty creator, and what mattered most was what he wanted, not what I wanted. So, in every case, get to know God's will, the first principle. Abandon your personal desires, and that is to be done always, every day. The second principle to know the will of God: read the Bible regularly, the Word of God. Of course, it's important to read the Bible regularly. Personally, I do it every day. I could tell you many anecdotes that clearly show that God speaks through the Bible, which is according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. During the 4 years following my conversion, I did not attend any church. I did not know any evangelical church at the time, and there was no question of returning to the Catholic Church. We were a group of young converts interested in the Bible, and we spent the whole evenings discussing the Bible. One Saturday evening we had a visit from one who had shared the gospel with me 4 years before and whom we had lost sight of. He told us that he knew of a church that was genuinely based on the Bible and truly advocated the ideas that were discovered in the Bible about Jesus, and that there would be a service the next morning on Sunday. At that time I was skydiving, and I usually spent all my weekends at the para club, so I said to myself, "Well, I'm going to go to the para club tomorrow morning, so this worship service, especially since the end of year closure approached." The next morning I opened the shutters in my bedroom and saw a beautiful sky, so I didn't hesitate for long. I was going to spend my day at the para club. And then I thought back to what this friend had told me the day before. I didn't really want to go to this church, but I wondered if it wouldn't be worth checking it out anyway. And then I thought back to being told at the time that there was the answer to all the questions in the Bible, So I took my Bible, I opened it at random, and I read Judges chapter 9, verse 9. But the olive tree answered, "Should I give up my oil, by which both gods and humans are honoured, to hold sway over the trees?" In other words, Judges chapter 9, verse 9, "Would I give up my oil to go swing above the trees?" The oil is the symbol of the Holy Spirit, and the para club where I was going is surrounded by trees. So when you jump over the trees to return to the field with the wind. So during the jump, we would literally swing above the trees. It was like God was sitting next to me and nudging me. So I went to church, and I've never regretted it. I would like to point out that I no longer recommend this practice now. But at that time I was a young Christian, and this experience helped me grow by showing me that God could speak to me personally through the Bible. What seems important to me is that it was God who chose to speak to me through the Bible at that time, not me. I think if we do this ourselves, ask God a question, then open the Bible at random and read, expecting God to speak, it's somehow tempting God, placing ourselves above him, giving him an order. It's like saying to God, "You are going to talk to me now and through the Bible." Now it is God who is the boss. It is he who chooses the moment and the means of his response, not us. You know this passage in the Bible, where the devil took Jesus to the top of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And how did Jesus respond? "It is also written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." I therefore recall this second principle to know the will of God. Read the Bible regularly. Read the Bible regularly, the Word of God, but leave to God his freedom to choose the moment and the means of his response. The third principle to know the will of God, prayer. Spend time in prayer. Often the Lord guides us and speaks to us, and we do not take ourselves for Joan of Arc, and it is not schizophrenia. It is more of the order of a conviction or of a thought that God inspires in us. The difficulty is rather knowing if it comes from God or if it is just a thought that comes from us. Hence the interest, as John said in his preaching 2 weeks ago, to combine several means in order to get confirmation. God will never show you his will by using only this means of prayer, but he will always confirm you by one or two other means to be sure. I have plenty of experiences to tell you where God spoke to me through this powerful means of prayer. Oftentimes it will be some kind of inner conviction, but always confirmed by other means. I say it again. An experience, shortly before last Christmas, I wondered if, given the sanitary context and my state of health, I could go to Alsace to spend the holidays with my family. As usual, I asked God the question one morning. From there, every time I thought about it, I felt an inner peace, as if an inner voice was telling me, "It's okay, you can go to Alsace." Like every time, I said to myself, "Yes, okay, but who tells me that this little inner voice comes from God and not from me?" Because I was a pastor for 13 years and I heard a lot from people who came to me saying, "God told me that." So for me, that was not enough. Not enough for me as an answer. I needed confirmations. Well, in the days that followed, I read a lot of Bible passages that told me about the almighty power of God, his protection, etc. Even the Bible reading guide that I read every morning and in the text is written a year in advance. That told me about this. I also called my doctor. He told me that, yes, I could go to Alsace. I consulted with some Christian brothers and sisters who also agreed. And it was only after all these confirmations that I made the decision to go to Alsace for Christmas. And frankly, I had a blessed Christmas. So the third principle to know the will of God, prayer. Spend time in prayer. But now I would like to do a little excursus on prayer. Because prayer is very, very important for Christians. It is far from being just a way to know the will of God. Prayer is a very powerful tool which has great effectiveness, whether it is to inspire you with inner conviction, to protect you, or to act powerfully in your life. Here is that experience. I was diagnosed in January 2020 with cancer of the bone marrow, myeloma. Doctors don't know how to cure this cancer, but I believe that God can. Doctors only know how to set up treatments which allow the various attacks, crises, to be treated. So we managed to live with this cancer. It is no longer fatal, but we cannot cure it, except for a miracle. The first treatment I was given in 2020 was an autologous transplant. Without going into details, for 6 months I was given mild chemotherapy, pills every day and 2 injections per week, which had almost no side effects. Then at the end of June 2020, I was administered in an hour of time a big, very aggressive chemotherapy. The chief doctor who explained to me what they were going to do to me before being hospitalised in her department explained to me as follows. All the light chemo that you have been administered during the last 6 months, we will concentrate everything and we will inject this into you in an hour of time. In other words, it will be a very, very aggressive product. And all the doctors, all the nurses told me that it was going to be a very aggressive chemo and that it was necessarily to have side effects, diarrhea, vomiting, cancer stores in the mouth, etc. It was mandatory, according to them. And then I have 2 Christian friends who don't know each other, who both told me without consulting each other, "But you know, we can pray to God that you don't have any of these supposedly inevitable side effects." We did, we prayed, and believe me, I haven't had any of these side effects, diarrhea, vomiting, mouth ulcers, etc. I just had a little diarrhea the next morning. By noon, it was already over. So it was supposed to last 15 days non-stop. Prayer is a very powerful tool which has great effectiveness. Whether it is to inspire you with inner conviction, to protect you, or to act powerfully in your life. Let us return to the principal theme. How to know the will of God. So the third principle to know the will of God, prayer. Spend time in prayer. The fourth principle to know the will of God is getting the advice of brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's go back to 1992. I was a computer engineer, not yet a pastor. I didn't really feel at ease in this rather materialistic environment, so I went to my pastor, I explained my situation to him, and I asked him if there was a way to work in a Christian environment by doing computer science or teaching or whatever, but in a Christian environment. He helped me to get started. Then he advised me to make a list of everything I would like to do, then try one thing after another, and then after each try, if that thing didn't fit, strike out and move to the following line. He told me that in the Evangelical Methodist Church, of which I was a member, there was a way to do a year of internship as a probationary pastor. To live truly the pastoral ministry for a year would allow me to see if the Lord was really calling me to this. So that's what I did. I resigned from my job as a computer engineer to do this year of internship in the church, to see if I felt the call of the Lord, and if the community also confirmed this call for me. In any case, here I had applied this fourth principle to know the will of God, to obtain the advice of brothers and sisters in Christ. The fifth principle to know the will of God. Circumstances. Door closing or opening. This principle I have applied several times in my life, starting in 2012, when I found myself unemployed after 13 years of pastoral ministry. I made dozens of requests for pastoral positions, computer positions in large Christian organisations, various Christian bookstores. I couldn't find anything. When doors closed, the only door that opened was founding my own computer home help company. I had training organised by Pôle Emploi, financial assistance to found my own business, etc. So that's what I did. And in 2014, I was able to start my own business. I have never regretted listening to and helping my clients what I loved most about pastoral ministry. There are frequent opportunities to talk about God after solving my clients' IT problems. We now arrive at the sixth principle to know the will of God. Think and use your reason, your logic. For years I used my computer skills to project lyrics, songs, and the Bible, which Jose is doing this morning. Now a page is turned and I serve the Lord in another way. But what's important is that I let them do it their way. And if they sometimes do it a little differently than I did, I'm not going to rush to say it should be done like this or that. They serve the Lord in their own way, and it's a very good way. On the other hand, if I sometimes have a little computer advice to give them, I do it, but to help them with their work, not to criticise. In conclusion, it's not always easy to know the will of God in our life, I admit. In my life, for example, I've been praying for my healing for 30 years, balance problems, cancer. I'm not sure about this, but I know one thing, God loves me, he wants the best for me, and the Bible encourages me to persevere in prayer. As in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Persevere in prayer. So this is what I do. I keep praying for my healing until God tells me to stop. I will continue. I recall what we have seen this morning. How to know the will of God. Firstly, leave your personal desires. Secondly, read the Bible regularly. Three, prayer. Fourthly, the advice of brothers and sisters in Christ. Fifthly, circumstances, doors closing or opening. And lastly, number six, think and use your reason, your logic. Amen.